Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We are live from the Vindicator Newsroom, and my bro, Todd Frank.
We all good?
We're good. We're all good.
Jesse,
he's co-hosting. Good?
Am I good?
You're good, bro.
Do I look like 180 pounds? Then we're good.
Do I look
175?
Like... 6'4", 240 pounds of solid steel with arms and legs like pistons.
Right, I think you're the biggest guy in the room.
Right? I mean,
Grandma's got the biggest guns, though, right?
You flexing?
That's right.
All right.
Well, thanks for having us. So we got a cool guest today. So Ross Smith and Granny Smith. Granny Smith, a Youngstown legend. Ross, a legend of Dayton football.
Wow. I guess that's what it's called.
So you've not attached legend to your football career?
You know, I guess I could say that. I didn't beat YSU when I played, so no? I'm still a little upset about that.
But you took your legendary football career across the pond.
I did.
Yeah,
I went to Germany for a year.
But you're here today because you guys have become crazy legends.
Wait a minute. I thought they were here. I'm sorry. Because Granny Smith, they named the apple after you?
Yeah, they named an apple after you.
Granny Smith
they
apple.
Named an apple after you.
Is the Granny right? Smith apple? Is it?
Oh,
yeah,
right
okay.
After you. I wondered. All right, we've got the lady that they named the Granny Smith.
Apple. Yeah, I know she's here.
So yeah, the inventor
ahead,
of the
I'm
Granny
sorry.
Smith apple is here.
Yeah, she grew the first tree.
I love that. Yeah,
but in addition,
one of my favorite apples.
In addition to that apple. Fame and infamy. So grandparents and grandchildren have great relationships, a lot of them. It's a fond part of life. You've taken it to an extreme, Ross. I've seen
I
the
sure
videos,
have.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing, but you've created a viral sensation of you and Granny doing some of the most un-granny things. You're doing a normal, how are you, 24, 25?
24. Yeah,
so you're 24. Doing normal 24-year-old stuff.
And I'm making her do the 24-year-old stuff with me.
And you're making a 90-year-old grandma from Youngstown do 24-year-old stuff, too. What the hell were you thinking? What the hell happened?
Listen, I wasn't expecting this as much as you were. But I don't know. I'm also doing 90-year-old stuff, too. The amount of bingo nights and nursing homes I go to, it's getting out of control.
Oh, really?
I'm having my share of old people fun too. But.
So talk about the whole thing. Let's back up. Okay. So you give us a brief bio about how you guys are, and then let's launch into this crazy thing of having a 90-year becoming viral sensations, international, global.
Oh yeah,
California trips,
global
production
is,
trips.
It's a big word.
Just
yeah.
to create, but let's go back to the beginning.
Okay. Well, beginning, I grew up with this goofy lady. She picked on me, you know, gave me a hard time growing up, and I said, you know
Get
what,
him, Granny.
It's time to turn the tables. So I finally, when camera phones started coming out and there was an app called Vine, I was like, you know what, this is time for me to express my inner goofball because, you know, most people didn't really respect that back in the day. They just made fun of me. I was home for Easter break. Grandma came down from Youngstown to Columbus to visit, and I just got a new iPhone, and I was like, you know what, Grandma's outside playing basketball, she's shooting shots, she's really good at basketball, she's making all of her shots, and I'm like, you know what, let me, someone record this real quick, and I gave my phone to a friend, and then all of a sudden, she shoots, goes up for a shot, I just swat out of there, LeBron James it, you know, like in game 7, and I put it on the web.
But can I edit that video for a second? Because it's not just the SWAT. Oh. You then went and yelled at her like she was an opponent to, like, get that crap out of my face or something.
Yeah, I added a little bit of intimidation to it as well. But I put it on the web. Next thing I know, it's a viral sensation. I'm like, this is my first viral video.
So go over the numbers. You posted at night.
Back then.
Now, explain Vine to Louie, because Louie has no idea what Vine
is. Okay, Vine is a six-second video platform.
Forgive me, I'm a lot closer to Granny's age than
I've
yours.
Had a dabble with it all.
So you got to tell
me. I got you.
You
got
to explain
you.
It. You
so
explain
Vine
it.
Is...
Slowly.
Yes. Vine is an application. Have you ever heard of YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, so YouTube...
Thank you. I mean, don't insult me now.
YouTube was the only...
No,
yeah, I had to start somewhere.
We're good.
He's been polite. Clearly, Ross is a polite grandson.
Very.
Yeah, sure.
No. I do know YouTube, though.
So YouTube's a longer form platform. It was the only one that was out for video. And then this kind of quicker, more user-friendly platform came out called Vine. It was for only 6.5 seconds is all you had to make a video. So you had to get creative.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the time. I was playing college football. I was in school. I was a junior in college. I didn't have the time to, you know, make YouTube videos, nor I knew how to do anything with camera. And, yeah, so I jumped on this app, and I shot a six-second Vine. And back then, I got, like, 100 likes. And I was like, that's awesome. I was like, that's the coolest thing ever. 100 people took the time out of their day to press a button on this. That's ridiculous. And then, you know, Bleacher Report and ESPN and some other people, like, picked it up. And I was like, this is so cool. And, like, a couple weeks earlier, I had been on ESPN for my top 10 play, and I was like, this is, I'm just running
with. You were on ESPN, this video?
ESPN, no, yeah, well, I had been on ESPN top 10 for my own football play, and then a couple weeks later, I was on it for this grandma blocking shot, and I was like, oh, gosh, I'm just running wild right now.
Did the ESPN folks know that the Dayton football guy was the grandma?
Oh, probably not.
Okay, all right.
So they didn't put
all right, okay, all right. So
they don't work too hard.
So the video made ESPN?
Yeah, it was like they were, gosh, I know it was definitely on all their social medias and whatnot, so it started going a little bit viral, and I was like, this is really cool. So I was like, you know what?
When was this? 3 years ago?
This was 2013, so 4 years ago.
4 years ago,
yeah. Okay. Almost 4 years ago, coming up in the spring. So I was like, hey, maybe I'll make a couple more videos with this old fart. And
so,
I just messed it.
Wow, now.
What I like is that her hearing picks up at key times.
She gets that. Yeah, she got that. She's going to pop him. She's going to pop him.
Don't like
that. What's that boxer that used to grow up around here?
Boom Boom?
Boom Boom. That's boom. What she's learned from Boom Boom. So, yeah, I decided to start filming a little more with this lady.
With the 6.5-second videos, correct? I'm sorry. With all the Vine stuff
correct.
You were doing. So you were being very creative, as Todd was saying.
Yeah.
Because that's it, six, wow.
And you had to fit, like, sometimes if you do skits, you have to fit a whole story into 6.5 seconds. And it got really stressful towards the end because I was like, I have so much more I want to say. But I only have 6.5 seconds. Yeah. You'd have to cut out all this stuff you wanted to say, so you just had to. Editing was key.
Can we get Granny's take on that first video?
What was your? They want to know about the first video.
With the basketball?
Yeah.
Yes.
It does. That's where the start started. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then it
Aren't
went
you outside
on.
Practicing your jump shot.
Yeah, and I made the hoop or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And
well, you were trying to try out for the NBA at that time, right?
Well, on that order.
Yeah.
But anyway, it all started there, and things kept moving and going on, and I
now we're here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Things have gone this far.
He helps me out too. Yeah.
Sweet. How technological savvy were you? Had you ever been on a computer?
Never
a computer?
She didn't know what internet was until 6 months ago. I swear on my life. I'm not even making a joke. She didn't. I had a teacher. We got her iPad. Got you your iPad, right?
I do have an iPad. I like my iPad.
Now she's got
she's probably better with technology than
more
I am.
Or just like smacking the screen. Yeah.
All right, so you get started with this, and the pressure to do more. So now you've kind of built it into an industry. You're trying to.
Oh, yeah.
How many videos... In 4 years, how many videos have you produced?
That I don't know. Probably close to 1,000 or so.
1,000 videos, all
well,
with Granny?
Well, more than that, but thousands, yeah. And well, with the grandma, and I used to do my own thing. I still kind of dabble every once in a while. Like, I'd do something with, like, Steve-O the other day or something like that. But, yeah, it's been a ton, but it's really turned into something bigger than just Vine. Vine actually just got closed down.
Exactly, yep.
Which is kind of like a long-term breakup for me.
Did you have a funeral?
Did you have a momentary silence? I think I
kind of... Did you wear black clothes that day?
I kind of just went out drinking.
Did you go out drinking?
I did that strategy, you know, just get drunk and forget
that
about
I know
it.
How to do.
Yeah, see?
So you've developed...
You and I, yeah, okay. age doesn't matter for that.
So you've developed this into Facebook, YouTube.
Facebook, you might not even know what this one is. Snapchat.
Snapchat.
It's one of my biggest platforms. So my biggest platforms would be Facebook, which is about 2.4 million. Snapchat is about 2 million. And then Instagram today just hit 1 million. So, and then YouTube is like probably 50,000 or something like that.
Okay.
But that's my new platform I'm kind of getting into. But all video platforms.
All of it for what end? Is there going to be a TV show? What do you guys want to do?
Right, honestly.
What does Grandma want to do?
Oh, she wants to go home and snack and eat.
It's the truth.
Like you said, I spent some time out in California, and there's a lot of production companies talking about TV shows, bucket list type stuff. So some big things coming out on that end. But honestly, we're just having fun. The world is loving it. Not only United States, I get messages from people in Iraq and Beijing, and I swear I wouldn't be surprised if I got someone on the moon sending me a damn a message. And it's been so incredible that it's just like, I don't know, I guess my goal with her is just this kind of spread happiness. I didn't really have any idea what I was getting into. This is all just, I'm moving forward every day. It's nothing like,
There's no background message of it's about elderly, it's about Christmas, it's about religion. It was just, let's go find fun stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it's just me and her expressing our fun, I guess, loving relationship with, you know, with a comedic background, and people are just responding great to it.
So I guess to sum up, it's antics video.
Yeah.
Kind of, you said Steve-O, so it's kind of in the Jackass kind of theme, but more polite, fun, grandma-ish.
Have you ever seen the show Robin Big?
No.
Okay. You would know. It's about this skateboarder.
He points to the other young guy.
Yeah. It's about a skateboarder.
I want people that are listening to know, he did not point to me, because I don't know.
Yeah, YouTube thing, the Vine thing.
But I know YouTube.
Yeah, okay.
I know Twitter and Facebook a little bit.
Go ahead. That's good. That's good.
So
Robin Big, I'm sorry. No, we're good. Okay, so Robin Big was he was this little, I have to say, white guy skateboarder from Ohio, and he hired this big black dude who's a bodyguard, and they had this show where it's just like they go around and do ridiculous things.
I have seen. Seen that.
So he ended up doing Fantasy Factory, then Ridiculousness.
I do know
Ridiculousness.
That
Ridiculousness.
Yeah, that's Rob. Okay. So
I know that.
So I kind of relate what they did in their show to what Grandma and I are doing, except minus all the stunts, because there's no way she's doing any stunts anymore.
But that said, you pushed her down in a pile of.
Yeah, I get a lot of crap for that, but I swear,
you should.
I tested that like 1,000 times.
You got pushed into the leaves 1,000.
Oh yeah, but I'll tell you, it was comfortable because the leaves were up this high, and it just was cushioned.
You didn't want to get up, right? You were comfortable.
All right, so let's run down some of the things that I saw in some of the videos. Some local landmarks. I think you're at a local hospital. You stole an ornament off a tree.
Oh yeah.
So I lost track. So what are some of the things you've done that you've liked the best, and what are some of the things besides pushing Grandma into leaves that you regret? Or you got in trouble? The cops ever show up?
I try to stay away from the law at all costs. I have a good.
So what are some of your top antics?
I mean, listen, one of my favorite moments, and kind of going back to what you said earlier, was taking Grandma around Youngstown for a saxophone video I was doing, and I took to the local strip joint and the casino and some adult video store off of, I don't know what highway it is over there, off of Mahoning or something. And then we did the thing at the nursing home when she poked the tree, that ornament. And by the way, they called me, or they messaged me. They're like, oh, thank you so much for not including any of our patients. And I was like, oh gosh, I thought they were going to yell at me like, you got to take this down. I was so happy, but because I definitely didn't get their permission for that. So
I think in that particular skit, you poked because the sign said don't touch the tree.
Don't touch. Well, she's in there visiting her friend. When we visit your friend.
Oh yeah, Fran.
Yeah, at the nursing home.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there so bored because they were just talking about old people stuff, and I saw this sign, and I was like, I got to take advantage of this. And all the old people kind of go to lunch, and I'm like, Grandma, come here real quick. And then next thing I know, it's a viral sensation. But when I saw that message from the nursing home, I was like, oh, Lord, what have I done? And they were just like, thanks for not showing anybody. And I was like, oh, well, that wasn't really in my intentions, but
Can we back up about 24 years?
Okay.
Happiest year of your life.
Talk about you as a grandma, Ross as a grandson. Talk about, I mean, how Obviously, you guys didn't plan 24 years ago to get into the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Just talk about normal grandmother life with Ross.
Well, first of all, Ross lived in Columbus, and I lived in Youngstown. So I would go and visit at my daughter's house, and there were times I took care of him as a baby and growing up. And like I said, the years kept going on, and he did a lot of funny things that he got scolded for.
No.
Yeah.
No, can't believe it.
Well, yeah. When he was...
Who would have ever guessed?
One?
Yeah,
when he got off the school bus, he ran, climbed the highest tree, and looked at the kids on the bus and waved on them. And that was a no-no, because he was up there
the
real high.
He waved this
yeah,
way,
he
right?
He waved
at
the kids
okay.
on the bus.
He said he peed off the tree, too. Did he go to the bathroom?
Remember when I used to pee off the tree, too?
Well, I don't remember that.
Conveniently, right? I got in trouble because the neighbors saw that one.
So when he would get in trouble, what would you do to him?
I don't think I ever spanked him. I let my daughter take care of it.
I think you should have.
I'm sure I should have.
Look at he's a fine young man. He's
good. I
know.
This guy. Oh, don't fall.
No, I have never spanked any of my grandchildren.
Yeah. Well, your children you spanked, right?
I said, I let their parents take care of that because... I didn't want them to lose their love for me.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Granny's coming.
That's right.
Would Ross ever come up to Youngstown?
Oh, yes, with his mom and dad and his brother and sister. Yeah, my Diane was born here in Youngstown.
Yeah.
And my son Donald, he was born in Youngstown.
And Granny, you're how old? How young?
I'm 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're Youngstown born and bred? Your life?
No. Newton Falls.
Newton Falls.
Is my hometown.
Big town.
Oh,
big
I love
city.
Newton Falls.
I like the big ice cream cone.
Yeah.
When did you move here?
When? Let's see. I would say 1956.
Wow.
To Youngstown.
Yeah, because my daughter was born in 1957. So
wow. You married a Youngstown native, right?
Yes. And I was
three when you moved.
Yeah. Oh. My husband and I worked at the courthouse for over maybe 33 years.
Wow.
And then he passed away in 1988.
Okay.
So I used to come downtown. I love downtown.
Oh, in the old
days. And you love the Vindicator.
Do I get it?
Yeah. Do you like the newspaper?
Well, I do. We always, my husband, even if we'd go on vacation, he would not cancel. He said, I'll catch up when I get home. Oh, he loved the Vindicator.
So do you like doing these videos?
Yes, I do. It's fun. It's a new chapter in my life.
Sure.
And like I say, I live alone, but this is a little exciting
times. Very exciting, right?
Do you get to say no? Are there things he's asked you to do that you say no?
Well.
You can't say no to him.
One example. Tell him the one time.
Handed me a Playboy magazine. And he says, Grandma, I said, no, I don't want to. I don't want to look at that or read that.
Was it a Playboy or was it a Playboy magazine?
Yeah.
But it was wrapped up in a present. She was so excited, and then quickly that went to a frown. But and then I got yelled at.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Usually she's pretty game for videos, but when it comes to that.
Now, how's your mom been and your dad been about these antics and the...
Oh, you know, every once in a while my mom's like, she's the one that my dad won't ever say. My mom, she's told me to take down one or two videos before.
Which one?
You say that like the kid who...
I really like those videos so
much. Come
on,
which ones? What was it? What did mom ask you to take down?
Well, let's just say, have you ever heard of this store Spencer's?
yeah.
Spencer,
yeah.
Gifts.
Yeah, yeah. I got her a gift from Spencer's, and my mom didn't like it.
Okay,
and,
I get it.
Yeah, going down that road, my mom's like, you can't do that. She's old. She, whatever. So I had to deal with that. So, but other than that, they're pretty positive with it. They
gotta
supportive.
Love it, right? Yeah. Because, you know.
Well, they never thought, my mom always said her dad was the joking nice guy, and she grew up, she was the strict one growing up. She's like, I never in my entire life expected grandma to be famous and everything. So she's kind of enjoying it. And
she's gotta love it.
Yeah,
right?
It's fun, right? And it brings excitement to our family that no one ever expected. News crews every other week and whatnot.
Really?
And,
So I guess going back, so it's 4 years, but it seems like the last 6 to 12 months have been crazy.
6 months is, and the reason for that is because Vine was a niche market. It was your college age, high school kids and whatnot. And then I went to Facebook, and that's when it became a worldwide thing. That's when I started getting interviewed by. We did yesterday a Polish interview.
Yes.
For a TV show, we did Taiwan. We've done every country you can think of, and it's like. That's when it started worldwide and started getting bleed everywhere else was from Facebook.
These are Skype interviews, phone interviews, or they're sending crews to your house?
There's everything. I mean, a UK TV show sent a crew to our house. Remember the UK people?
Yes, yeah. I remember.
We're supposed to do some stuff possibly with, like, Steve Harvey and some other stuff. Go ahead.
No, I was just with which is the one? Is Vine the one that supposedly disappeared after so many, like a day or which?
Oh, that's Snapchat.
That's Snapchat.
And I still have that, and it's going strong. And I'll take a snapshot while we're in here.
And it goes. How does
it's 24 hours and it disappears?
Okay. You have friends. Friends all join you and follow you, and you send them goofy stuff. And but it's gone. It's gone.
In 24 hours.
If you want me
hours,
to show you right now, I can. We can take one in here.
He's amazed.
I'm just. I know. I remember hearing about one that disappeared.
Yeah,
after
that's this. And that's and I get a. We get a million impressions on each in 24 hours on each video we do. So it's all. It's our big. I think it's even though it's not our biggest platform visually. I think it's our biggest platform because every time I put something out, a million people will see it. In 24 hours. Wow. Imagine if it was up longer. So
what's the name of the franchise? What are they following? Ross and Grandma. Is it just you personally? Or?
Well, it's just my name. It's actually a funny username.
It's on the internet.
Well, it's nasty. Yeah. You're okay.
It's called Pillow Sweat. Okay. And you're probably gonna be like, why did you do that? Well, 4 years ago, before all this fame came, I wasn't really expecting anything, and. That was my username because I had a little R&B group. I liked Boyz II Men and whatnot, and I started making funny R&B songs. Actually, where all of this started, and that was my R&B rap name. So I haven't changed it, and it's been working fine. But
so
can you rap a little for me?
Oh, I will.
Do a little bit come later. On,
she raps a little bit.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you got to give me a beat though. And you got to tell me what you're drinking. That looks delicious.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's, I can assure you. You don't want
it can power your car.
Oh, okay. It does look a little bit motor oil-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In that skeptical jar, you don't know.
Well, this is Veganaze. I mean, it's not what is in it. I mean, this isn't vegan. Veganaze is a vegan mayonnaise product.
Oh, gosh.
But these, I recycle the jars, so.
I can always say that I'm a meatitarian, so. Whatever is coming out of that jar, I probably wouldn't enjoy that much.
Vegetarians
are
nice.
I can assure you would not. But
Grandma definitely wouldn't. She likes her snacks and her salty foods as well. But
so what happens? You just follow Grandma. How much of it is scripted, and how much of it is you just hang out with Grandma for? You come up for a weekend, and we're gonna go shopping. We're gonna go visit Fran.
I mean. You can tell what's usually scripted and what's not. I mean, sometimes we'll do our scripts, but Grandma's acting has gotten better, but is still very difficult. It's a work in progress. So when we do scripts, you can obviously tell, like, she's not going to be playing a saxophone in the back of my car, you know, naturally. But there's also those everyday times I try to, you know, hide the camera and just get Grandma's natural reaction doing things that I think would be funny. If she's cooking and I come in and hand her a stack of fake $10,000, you know, and see what reaction. That's kind of just a natural thing that we do. So, you know.
And you have a group that helps you sometimes? You have a buddy hanging out with you every once in a while?
You know,
it depends on the issue?
It depends on the time, right? When I'm in Youngstown, hey, if you know anybody, cameraman, hey, out there, let me know if you could help. I'll pay you. But no, up here, I do everything myself, which just gets kind of hard because it limits me. So that's when I don't get myself in the actual shots and whatnot. But when I'm out in L.A., when we film with Vern, Mini-Me, for all those who don't know.
Remember that? Remember the Mini-Me?
Oh, yeah.
When we film with him, I have a whole crew with me that helps out with that.
What were you guys doing?
Oh, all stuff.
Were you doing the Ross and Grandma stuff with Vern, or were you doing Vern stuff and he just invited you?
We were doing Ross and Grandma stuff, and we're like, hey, Vern, would you like to be a part of this? And he's like, yeah, of course. Remember Vern?
Oh, I do.
You had fun with him, right?
I did, yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
Oh, very much.
Yes. They got along very well. I mean, for a minute.
Do you mind if I ask about the economics? Or,
sure.
I mean, because I remember, you know, around the time, because I've wondered about people, you know, how does that translate? Mm-hmm. You know, how do people make a living, I guess, at that?
Correct.
And I remember during the campaign, they were talking about, I watched an interview with a guy that posted literally fake news stories.
Fake news stuff, yeah.
And he said, well, you know, he said, I made $8,000posting, which is horrific to put bad, you know, bad news out there.
That, but, yeah.
But no, I don't either. But and I thought, wow, you actually got paid because mm-hmm. it would go on sites and draw people. Is that, do you mind if I?
Yeah, no.
Because I'm just curious.
I used to get uncomfortable with this question, but now it's my job, so it's totally something I need to be answering. And if you want to look these stats up, be my guest, but I'll explain this the way I like to explain it to people. And I might be wrong quoting this. ESPN daytime, your prime time, like when the guys are on doing First Take, whatever it is, maybe it's 350,000 viewers, right?
Okay.
My average video gets 5 to 8 million views. So you got to think of it like that, as in an ad sense.
I get that.
Being said,
impressions,
brands are starting to jump on that and realizing that TV is kind of old media. It's traditional media. This new digital wave, there's a lot of people on it. There's a lot of impressions. There's a lot of daily users. So let's jump on it. So let's just say, for example, I'm not supposed to use a brand name, but Bud Light reaches out to me for a Super Bowl ad. And they're like, hey, we want you to use our product in some of your videos.
I got product placement. I get
product
it. Okay.
Placement, brand deals, a new app comes out, a new social media comes out. They reach out to me because people have got TiVo. They've got DVR. They're going to fast forward through these
right.
TV commercials. You
That's
know,
right.
The
That's
radio,
right.
they're going to switch to the next channel.
Right. That's right.
Really, you can't switch much with this product placement, and you're going to see it faster, and it's way quicker and better eyes and impression. So right now, you know, I do a lot of brand work and with her and whatnot. Like the other
That's
day,
great.
We did a great thing for 5 Hour Energy. And so right now, that's what I was doing in L.A., getting together with some of your big agencies, like meeting with like CAA and APA and UTA. So, and then finding a manager and trying to really kind of push this brand thing, which I was naive and I didn't realize that.
Push this brand thing. Ross your and Graham was
yeah,
a brand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm saying brand deals, but yes,
okay.
And that as well. But I didn't realize how much money is in this industry. After talking to some other social creators, it's a full-time job, and it's a good full-time job. You know,
yeah.
obviously,
and it's fun.
Yeah,
right? I mean,
I love doing it. And that's why I was never in it for the money. Obviously, we were never in it for
right.
money. Grandma still lives in Youngstown. I mean, I still drive a Honda Accord. It's not like the money was the thing, but.
But if you
it's also
it,
there. So
Dr. Gage was in from YSU, and he teaches in the music department. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, you know, Louis, I've never worked a day in my life. And he means that he loves what he does.
Exactly.
And you guys love, you know, I mean, if you can, if obviously you are doing that, and you love doing it. Wow, that's
the best. The same with you. I mean, you probably love your job if you've been doing it. I don't know how long you've been doing it. But, I mean, I always have this philosophy. I have a business degree. I almost finished my master's, too. And to be honest with you, if I had to sit behind a desk in a cubicle all day, I would lose my mind. I just have too creative of a mind, I think, to do that. And now that I've seen what I can do and what we can do.
And make a living at it.
And make a living, I love it.
That's
I mean, yes, it gets stressful. I do all these ideas myself. I come up with everything myself right now. And sometimes I get writer's block or video block, and that sucks. And you just can't get over it, and it stresses you out. But at the end of the day, it's like I get to go. I get to go to L.A. next week for free. I get to meet Mini-Me. I get to meet Mini-Me. Rob Dyrdek. I get to meet Steve-O. I get to do all these things and meet all these great people and hang out with
Grandma.
It's built our relationship way closer. We've become way closer because of this video thing. Can you hear me?
I hear you clearly.
Are you tired of him at all? Are there nights where you're like, Ross, I'm not going out?
Yeah, there are.
I just got to do it.
Don't
knock me down.
Or I'll, you know.
How do you size up that your fun side stuff is now becoming kind of a business?
Well, it's good, like I say. It's a new adventure, and hopefully something good will come our way, too.
Yeah, Grandma never really, she's also like me, she's not really in for the money, but I always tell her I'm going to get her some new furniture. By the way, when I stay at her house, her bed that I stay in, the guest bed, is literally a stone. So every once in a while, every time I come by, something new happens. This time I got her a mattress pad. So I tell her if we get money, I'll pimp out her house a little bit. But yeah, no, she's whatever. She's not really in it for the fun. She likes a simple Youngstown life.
Yeah,
but
I do. I love my neighbors. I love downtown. When my children were little, I always came downtown shopping. At that time, it was Strauss's.
Strauss's and McKelvey's. McKelvey's and McKelvey's?
Yeah, McKelvey's. And my daughter always loved Youngstown. She graduated from Cheney.
Okay.
Yeah, and she always says, Y-Town.
Y-Town is my town.
She loved it.
What do your friends think of all this stuff?
Well, some of them are kind of in a quandary, thinking, at this age, you know, and I made a trip to California on the plane, and at this age, you know, but as long as I can keep going, I'm going to try my best to keep up with my boy.
Yeah.
And that's the relationship seems wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really right?
Tell them about what your neighbors think when we film outside.
They're all looking out the window because he puts me in the back of the car with the saxophone and riding me around. And then some neighbors come out the way he dresses me or tells me what to put on. Oh, gosh.
Our neighbors love it. They're like, after all these years, Mrs. K over there.
Yeah, neighbor calls me Mrs. K.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. He's sitting out there with his coffee and his beer and whatnot.
Watch it.
He's like a show. You know, not much
coffee
goes on
and beer. You know, that's what I should start bringing. Coffee
depends on which
together.
Porch.
Together.
Depends on what time of day, too. You know, I wanted to kind of put like a hyphen there or whatever.
Oh, I get. Oh, I thought you meant.
Well, maybe he does both. He's an old guy.
Actually, I
he's
did.
He's an old guy.
I have had.
He doesn't really care anymore.
I've had a coffee beer combo. They got a cold drink coffee beer.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
I think maybe
iced coffee beer thing combo. It's
it sounds,
I go for more like the Irish coffee. That's more of my thing.
Irish coffee. So, I haven't had an Irish coffee in years. That sounds great.
Are all the neighbors plugged into the digital stuff? And,
More of their grandkids showing them their my grandma.
Like that.
I get messages, I know so-and-so. Lived across the street from me. I can't believe she was, she's in these videos, and my mom and her friends. So I get all these messages all the time, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know who these people are, and I give them to grandma. She's like, yeah, I know them. I grew up.
So what was your besides your huge football career? What was your college ambition? Were you in communications? Were you
a business major?
What were you thinking of in college besides football?
So I was a business marketing major, and then I started my MBA, and then I didn't finish it because I went to Europe to play football. And I was probably going to get into – I really wanted to do something creative, advertising for business. If not, just get into some of your general business practices, but – I'm kind of glad I didn't get into that quite yet. But that also helped because right now I'm running my own business.
Sure.
And I have to work with companies, brands, deals all the time. So having this business background has definitely helped. So I guess I did use that as my education. But my ambition was just, I guess, be your everyday business guy and just kind of float around and figure that out. But kind of took a turn when I got back from Europe.
Have any other family members auditioned, like a mom or a dad? Or have you considered it growing beyond Ross and Grandma?
Let's just say my other family members are best behind the camera. My mom
doesn't walk into the kitchen doing antics now thinking maybe Ross will film me.
She actually wants to not be in the videos, but she's in my first viral video. That video with my grandma blocking the shot was actually propelled through my mom, a video with my mom, but ever since then, my family is very scarcely in my videos, especially my sister. She's the one that actually wants to be in it, but she's by far the worst actress. She's going to hear this and be so mad at me, but she wants me to propel
older,
her
younger,
modeling career
older,
younger, and I'm like, how? I don't know. So she's the only one that really cares to be a part of it, but she's probably the worst of all of my family at acting. So
Ross,
she needs to take some classes.
I'm going to ask you, when we started out, you were talking about being at the nursing home, and Grandma was talking with a friend about old people stuff.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what...
What is
when
old
you say old people stuff?
Mary Tyler Moore.
You can tell I've been wondering for like an hour. For example,
nonsense drama that doesn't even matter. It's like, have you seen that Housewives show, like Orange County Housewives? It's like that of like the nursing home. It's just pointless drama. Like, she didn't take her trash out and pick weeds, and we're all mad about it.
Peaches were warm today.
It's just like, I'm like, oh my gosh, why are you arguing about this? This is nonsense. It's just, I don't know, the things that matter to my grandma and her old friends just, I guess, don't really.
You wonder.
Yeah,
it was interesting. I had a 99-year-old aunt that was in a nursing home for a while and passed away last year, and I'll never forget. She was always real sharp about the news, and I'll never forget the day I walked in. She said, Lewis, you got to explain to me about the Kardashian family. I said, well,
there's no explaining.
Well, think about this. To explain to somebody that has been, she was very bright, she was dealing with a little dementia at that time, couldn't understand or figure out why this family was getting the
attention.
Why they were newsworthy. Think about explaining that to somebody.
I still don't know
because
why.
In Adelaide, was at a loss for it. But I know what you mean about, because she was always complaining about the drama at the nursing home. Oh, this one thinks this, and this one's stealing stuff out of this one's room. And
for your aunt, I still don't know why those people are famous, right? So I can't explain it to her either. That drives me insane.
See, you're creating something. You're creating entertainment. I don't want to get into a rant about it, but it was interesting.
You and I will, after this, we'll go get drinks and talk about it for
Irish
4 days. Irish coffee.
But trying to explain that to somebody, how do you explain it?
And that being said, she's very invested in the news, in the local news. I have to listen to every accident report that's happened in this week, or every Donald Trump thing, or whatever. So she keeps me updated on my world news, that's for
good
sure.
For
you.
And then I do like talk radio.
Do you?
Especially in the night.
Late night talk radio.
Yeah,
spot.
I can't sleep because she's blasting it because she can't hear it.
Yeah.
That dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant, so I have to listen to her extremely loud radio.
And with your videos, it's all low tech stuff, right? It's just all
right now.
iPhone.
It's mainly on here. When I go out to LA, sometimes people bring out some big cameras and whatnot. But
that's amazing.
The simple feel is what people like about it. Every time I get too complicated, too many cuts, too many angles, it's people kind of like. They want the homey, real feel, you know. So
what are the platforms? Let's get the names and the tags and the places people should go and find the stuff.
Okay, well, Facebook.
Hello, Sweat.
Facebook is just my name, Ross Smith. I have a fan page or a page on there, and then Instagram and Twitter would be SmoothSmith8, all one word. Or you could type in my name, Ross Smith, and it'll probably come up. And then Snapchat for your
Smooth
Smith.
Smith.
Eight.
Eight.
And I believe on there.
The number.
Yeah. And that'll probably come up if you type my name anyway, because I'm a verified account on there. And then Pillow Sweat, all one word, for my Snapchat, where if you want to follow us for daily shenanigans and antics and whatnot, that's where I do all the daily stuff is the Snapchat. Because it's 24 hours, you know. Yeah. You have to keep up daily on there or you won't have any content. So
yeah.
That's kind of where people have really started to fall in love is the dailiness. Coming home from work, it's a bad day. Let's see what ridiculous stuff Ross and Graham are up to or something like that. That's kind of becoming our home platform. Even though I take a lot of these videos from the daily antics and I put them on Facebook in a compilation, that's how it's been going viral. So,
how much time do you guys spend together? I mean, how's your schedule work? Do you come up once a month?
According to Grandma, too much time.
Yeah.
I used to see her whenever she'd come down or wherever I'd come up, which was rarely, but now that I'm out of school and out of football, I'm kind of retired temporarily from football. I come up as much as I can. I mean, I'll be gone for a little while in LA and whatnot, and she'll be happy because she gets to sit home at home and snack all night and do her own thing. But I come up at least every 2 weeks, or she'll come down. We have a pretty good balance lately.
Yes.
But she had a month and a half of me, so she's sick and tired of me right now.
Oh,
so she's
I don't
excited.
Think so.
She's excited
I
for me to so. Leave so she can watch The Bachelor by herself. Believe it or not, that's her favorite show. Of all the damn shows, I come in, it's like some kissing scene. I'm like, gosh, dang it. My grandma's just so invested in this.
I was a Bachelor person for the first couple seasons.
You love The Bachelor, don't you?
I do. I like to watch it.
That's the one where they have all the different...
Think they should have a senior citizens bachelor?
No, I'm not saying.
Would you want to be on the senior citizens
bachelor? Oh, no, no,
come
no.
Come on.
Find a nice, nice guy.
You've been single for 20 years or whatnot.
Find a nice.
Over 20.
Over 20 years.
Wouldn't you want to get a rose? A rose at the end of the show?
I'm kind of shy.
What if Vern was on there?
I'm shy. I'm not.
Vern?
What if Vern was the bachelor? Would you at least go on?
I might. Yeah. I like him. Like I said, we had fun that day. He's a nice guy. Yeah.
It's great to see the relationship between the two of you.
Yeah.
You know, and I know it's got to be nice to, I'm not a grandparent yet, but what I did see is my dad, who was not a good great dad, was an amazing grandfather.
Yeah.
And to see that, to be able to see that is beautiful between the two of you.
I love it. It's a new chapter, like I said, a new adventure. Sometime, like I say, you'll do funny things and all that, but it's working good.
But when it comes down to it, The Bachelor and some late night talk radio is where it's at, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You got that right. After all this is done, I go back to that.
The Bachelor and the news.
And I'll tell you, just a shout out for Youngstown, because I didn't grow up here, so I'm learning. Every day I drive down Mahoning, or that's what it's
Mahoning
called,
Avenue.
And I look for something I need to get or do. I got to go work out or something. I'm learning. But this lady is in love with this city. I try to tell her, I'll get you a house somewhere else, and she's like, oh, no. This is my town.
My town is my town, right?
Well, like I said, my children think at times that I should move on, and I tell them I want to stay there as long as I can. I have a real small house, but I'm content.
Yeah.
And I have a fish to keep me company.
That's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk back to you.
What's the name? Does fish have a name?
Yeah, River. His name is River.
River.
He's a beta.
River the fish. Okay.
Yeah. And this coming February, I'll have River 3 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That is.
And he's all by his lonesome in there.
Which got you. I mean, not in the, in the water. But
sometimes, not all the time, please, but he does his swimming, and I kind of sit on the couch and put
him.
A few rest here. And that's
sweet.
Good.
That is good.
And that is.
That is good.
That is good.
Yeah.
It's releasing.
You feel, and you feel. It's good to feel.
Things.
It's good to feel that emotion.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get her a bird, though, next.
No, I don't. After this,
I
don't want any pep.
Dog.
Pet. No.
I've said that for years, and you always get another one.
Yeah, but the reason I want to get you a bird is because when we went to the pet store, we made a big pet store video, she fell in love with the birds, and they fell in love with her.
I did. I loved the
birds.
They
were nice.
Yeah.
You're just afraid they're going to poop on you. That's what you told me, right?
Yeah.
when they're
I'll surprise her with the bird.
How many grandkids are there?
How many grandkids?
Yeah.
Let me say, I have six grown. I have a grandson his age in California, and so six grown, and I have two great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Little babies. So I have that many.
Ross, you, relationship?
Recently, yes.
Yeah.
It's been like 6 years, so it's like I got to get used to answering that question correctly. Yeah, this is new.
Let me get you a little.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah, really. Yeah. So in the past couple weeks, and the reason I met her is she saw our videos that she worked in a nursing home, and she's like, so I guess grandma's kind of she's like that cute puppy at the park. She's a pickup line in a weird way.
You know?
So.
Yeah.
Cute puppy. You know? So I give her credit for getting me in a relationship.
Were you always the who was your favorite grandchild before this?
Oh, no.
Come on. No, you got to. It wasn't him. There's no way.
There's no favorite now.
Everyone asked me this question.
So I'm not original.
I love all of them the same. But no one's any different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's what my that's family me. Always okay,
what
said.
What do your cousins say? How many?
They all say it's me, but we're jealous, but even my uncle, her son, he's like, yeah, you're the favorite, and I'm like, I know, I take pride in it. I'm like, heck yeah, I am, and she refuses, but
I don't.
I think she likes everybody equal. She just hangs out with me the most.
I'm with him now, but I love them all the same. That's the way I want to keep it.
That's good. Smart.
That's the
or
way
at least
I
that's
keep it.
What you want to say publicly.
at least on air, off air. Once these are off, we'll find the truth.
Well, hey, we're just glad to have found it. We're going to have a story in the Vindicator. We're going to have a video. Actually, Sean is texting me as we're here. He's looking to hook up with some of your video clips so we can merge
into
this whole dialogue thing. So
that would be great.
Great Youngstown
nice young
story.
Man. Very nice, young
great
man.
Youngstown
thank
story.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I didn't know what I was getting into when I came in here, and it's been fun. I got to do this more often. Yeah. Yes.
Well, when you're in town, stop by. It'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great.
Hopefully, we make the front page.
Excuse me, honey. There was one time, many, many years ago, when they had the ball come down on New Year's Eve, the first time my husband and I were there.
Is that right?
Here in Youngstown.
On New Year's Eve downtown.
I love that. Yeah.
Wow.
But that was the first time they had that doings in Youngstown.
The very first New Year's
that
they
first.
Dropped the ball.
Yes.
I thought she was going to get into a newspaper delivery story.
Sometimes she goes off track.
There was one time they smashed my window with your Vindicator. That's what I thought you were going to say. I was nervous the way you were framing it.
No, that was downtown used
time,
to be really vibrant.
Carrier.
Used to be very vibrant downtown. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I used to come down with my children and meet
and
my husband, and then we'd have lunch, and then we'd go back on home.
And Strauss had the little
Strauss's
cafe in the back, and then they had that restaurant upstairs.
Yeah,
and used to
all
have
of
a
that.
Champagne brunch around the holidays.
And we got most of our furniture from Strauss's. Oh, I love that.
Where did your husband work at again?
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
Yes, he was a maintenance.
Maintenance.
And he worked there for 33 years.
Wow. And your kids went to Cheney?
Yes. But, nice. After 8 years of Catholic school.
Okay.
I think my mom went to YSU for a year, right? Mom went to YSU? For 1 year, right?
I can't remember. I know Uncle Donald did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But like I said, they have beautiful ties.
And you've only been in Youngstown just a little bit, just since 1956.
Yeah, just a couple years. You've only been in Youngstown a couple
They're
years.
They're teasing
right?
you, yes. Granny. They're teasing you.
Teasing,
teasing you.
I know.
They're teasing you. Well, you guys are wonderful. You're a sweetheart.
Thank you,
really
you
are. Finally to meet the woman that the Granny Smith apple was named after.